online at near.ie and on air across northeast Dublin. 90.3, this is Near FM.
And on the phone now I have Rachel Dempsey, who is Development and Educational Officer with Lourdes Youth and Community Services. Did I get that right, Rachel?
Yeah, Development Education Officer, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about an upcoming fair that's happening down there in Ballybuck. But would you tell the listeners first a little bit about the Lourdes Youth and Community Services, or LYCS?
Sure. We are a community development programme based in near Sean McDermott Street, so the northeast inner city of Dublin. And we have four programmes. We have a creche, we have a CTC, so Community Training Scheme for Early School Leavers. We also have a youth programme and the adult programme. So I work in the adult programme, where we run lots of classes just to empower local people to learn new skills. And well, they range from, say, computers to art to all sorts of different courses, ESOL for people who are learning English. And within that programme, we have two people, myself and my colleague, employed to run workshops and do training for other community workers around linking local and global issues.
So is your aim to get people back into the workforce, or is it educational, or both?
Well, the aim of the ABBA programme is not to get people back into the workforce, but it's to empower local people to develop the community, so to really take ownership of their own destinies, their own futures, their, you know, to combat the deprivation, the isolation that the whole northeast inner city has suffered for years. So really, yeah, it's about equality, it's about justice, social justice, it's about empowering people. So taking the first steps might mean getting back to education. A lot of people in the area have missed out, have left school early, have left without any real skills, so it's a matter of little by little, like, gaining skills and confidence and being in a space where that recognizes their worth and their value as participants in their own communities, you know, not just recipients of, you know, state interventions, but, you know, players in their own lives.
Yeah. Now, how do people get involved with the organization? Can they walk in, or are they referred?
Well, in the ABBA program, we have two main registration times, so September and January. So we ran, for example, last week we had a registration day for people who want to do classes with us up to January. But actually, any time that anyone wants, they can pop in and just see if there's space in a class. You know, and depending, you know, what the class is and when it is, sometimes we can fit people in. So you don't have to be referred by anyone. You can just send an email, call us up, or just drop in, and there'll always be a friendly face, hopefully, there to receive you.
And would you find now that confidence rebuilding would be part of your job there? If people come into you, their confidence is a bit low?
Absolutely, yeah. If people have struggled with literacy or have been out of the workplace for a while, it's not a matter of, you know, bundling them up and getting them a skill just to throw them back into something that they don't want to do. It's really about confidence and building the person up so they believe in themselves and change that idea that just because you're from this part of Dublin means you don't have a future, do you know?
Yeah. Would it be social activities as well, be involved there, getting people to
mingle? Yeah, absolutely. We do try to have celebrations and coffee mornings, and we always have an end-of-year event to celebrate the achievements of everyone at the end of the term in June. And usually somebody who's prominent from the area, who, like somebody who's in the arts or something like that, would usually come along and help give the certificates out. So, yeah, it's a celebration of people and their abilities, even though they might not believe they might have many abilities.
And you mentioned achievements there, and it's fantastic when people actually do achieve. And I'd say it's very fulfilling for yourself and your colleagues.
It is. It's absolutely brilliant. Just to see people grow, you know, in confidence and self-esteem, and be able, you know, have new doors open for them. It's lovely. Yeah.
Right. Well, we talk about the fair, Waste Not, Want Not fair. It sounds very, very interesting. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, as I was saying, myself and my colleague Helena, we are actually a little, although we're in the ABBA programme, we are not involved in the running of the classes. What we do is we train people in other community projects to look at what's happening in the world and how it relates to community development in Ireland. So, like anything, be it poverty, unemployment, lack of literacy, drug issues, eating unhealthily, you name it. There's anything that we face locally here has it's either stems from something happening outside of Ireland or it links into other people's lives outside Ireland. So it makes a lot of sense to look at how we can empower ourselves as global citizens, you know, and how that can affect our communities as well. So myself and my colleague, we do that kind of work. So we run all sorts of different types of training about women's issues, about understanding financial issues. We've done stuff on debt, on food, on water, the water issue worldwide, and all sorts of stuff. But so this event, we've focused on waste, because waste is it's a global issue, but it's very relevant to us here in Ireland, because I suppose we do have a particularly wasteful society, because it is, even though there's lots of deprivation in Ireland, it is one of the richest countries, and we live in a very throwaway consumer society. So really the fair is asking the question, well, how can we not waste so much, and why? Like, why is it a good thing not to waste? Well, firstly, we're wasting our own money and time and resources. We go out, we buy stuff, we use it for a few weeks, we chuck it. We go out, we buy stuff, we use it, we chuck it. It's madness, you know, and it's costly for us, and we just end up working to buy stuff that we chuck in the bin. And also, it's absolutely devastating the planet, because our seas are full of plastic. Every time something is manufactured, it takes energy. Then it's transported. It's that takes energy. Then we buy it, we use it, we chuck it. Where does it go? No matter where it goes, it's a problem, because there is no away. You can't get rid of anything, really. You can put it in the earth or you can burn it, but that causes more problems down the line. So the fair will be really getting ideas and skills to not be throwing away so much stuff.
So is it education about the environment as well as just not wasting? Because you mentioned
it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So if you understand why it's important not to waste, then you're learning about the environment. But we don't believe that it's going to be effective to have a lecture about these issues. We're doing it in a more participative way. So, you know, you go into the fair, there'll be lots of stands, there'll be lots of short talks. You know, there'll be a talk on how to reduce your overall waste, and just tips, you know, like little things like carrying around reusable coffee cups, or how to repair stuff, that type of thing. How to, you know, go into a shop with your own container rather than relying on their stuff. What products to buy that are less wasteful, that kind of thing. And then there'll be another talk on food waste, you know, the way we all throw out loads of food. Just tips about how to reduce that. There'll be an art workshop where you will be making stuff out of end-of-line factory surplus, so creating art from what would be junk or thrown in the bin. There hopefully will be a little bit of an art exhibition, and lots of stands as well, and maybe a film or two about the issues. So yeah, hopefully people will learn about the environment and about saving money and stuff as well.
Yeah, I have covered food waste in particular on occasions, and it's very, very important. And a lot of food can be redistributed to charities that are out there helping homeless.
Yeah.
I'm also looking here, there'll be a film screening, The Story of Stuff. What's that about?
That's a brilliant film. It's about 20 minutes long, and it's a cartoon, like it's an animation. And it goes through... It's an American woman who's done it, and it's turned into a sort of big movement worldwide. And it takes you through the five stages of what it takes to get stuff, right, to make stuff. So we have to extract from the ground, like be it the steel, the wood, the metals, the water. It all comes from the planet, so you kind of digging stuff up out of the earth. and all of it is kind of running out, you know, so you're digging up, and now it's usually we're digging stuff up from countries like, or continents like Latin America and Africa, where there's a lot of resources. Then we manufacture the stuff, add in loads of chemicals, then we bring it home. Well, we go shopping, you know, we buy the stuff, but we have to work hard to do that, and then we watch telly, it tells us we're no good, so we buy more stuff, you know, because we don't feel like we have any worth unless we're wearing the latest of everything. Then we chuck the stuff away into landfill or incineration, and that causes more problems. So it kind of pinpoints the whole, the madness of the cycle that we're on, that, you know, our whole global economy is geared towards consumption of stuff, not health or well-being or family or community, but stuff, you know. So it's really questioning, how can we have this growth economy on a planet that's just one? Like, how can we keep extracting stuff? Because eventually it'll end, because there will be no more steel, there will be no more gold, there will be no more, I don't know what metal, you know, that this cobalt, for example, or the metals that we put in our phones, they all will run out, you know. Then what kind of economy are we going to base our lives on?
We recently interviewed students who went over to Africa, and they saw firsthand the effect that global warming is having on less well-off countries. You know, there's lots and lots happening as regards the environment. You mentioned the sea there. The sea is full of plastic. That's another disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're making so many species extinct. You know, we're in the sixth mass extinction of this planet. Like five of them over, in the past, before there was even humans on the planet, the life flourished and was, you know, dominating the planet, and then bang, a comet or a meteorite or whatever messed up the environment, and life pretty much died off, and just a few species survived, and then they started evolving and building it all up over and over again. That happened five times, and it's happening now. This minute, it's already happening, and not only that, but this time it's because of us, not some comet. Plus, it's happening much faster than the previous five extinctions. So, like, within a couple of decades, our whole so-called civilization could collapse. Like, nobody wants to face up to that, but that's what the likes of NASA, I heard a talk saying that NASA are saying that within a few decades, our civilization could be on the verge of collapse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's scary stuff.
It is scary. It is definitely scary. And it's very hard to get people to listen. Do you find that, Rachel?
Absolutely. Yeah, like people, even to get people to put, you know, a plastic bottle in a bin that says recycling on it, you know, that's beside an ordinary bin, it's very hard.
Yeah.
So, and I know that what I'm saying now is like doomsday prophecy, and it's not the kind of stuff that people want to hear, you know. So that's why in our education work, we don't invite people to come along to hear all this awful stuff, because it doesn't work. It makes them afraid, and fear makes people go into denial, and denial, you know, makes people just want to go out and buy more stuff to make them feel better. So, you know, like, I wouldn't be standing up on a podium and telling people the world is about to end, you know. It has to be through actions, things that are made easy, you know, and like reviving old skills, like the Northeast Inner City. Like, the older generation would have lived through wartime stuff where there wasn't as much going, you know, stuff. Basically, there was a shortage of a lot of stuff, and people used to know how to scrimp and save and repair, and, you know, they used to live automatically in a way that wasn't wasteful. So the skills are there. So it's a matter of getting people to go back to those times, I think.
Yeah, the old times, like milk bottles used to be returned to the milk suppliers, and that were used again, and the same with even beer bottles were returned to
absolutely
pubs. Things have changed for the worst, and this idea, the waste not want not fair, and the proposed activities, they're fun activities.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, people will turn off if you're talking doom and gloom. So
They will.
How will people get involved with this? Or if they want to attend it,
what do they do? Basically, they need to contact us or they need to go online. We have a booking system through a website called eventbrite.ie.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the listeners have heard of Eventbrite. It's EventBrite, Eventbrite. So if you Google Eventbrite, you come to that website, and then if you search Waste Not, One Not Fair, then you'll find our event, and then you can just print off your tickets. So that'll tell us who to expect, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're not on the computer, then the best thing to do is ring up me, and because I only work one day a week, just leave a message on the phone. It's 01-823-0860, and just say your name and how many tickets you want, or how many people that you're bringing.
And is there a charge, Rachel?
There isn't, no. It's an absolutely
free
event. Within the workshops, possibly one of the workshops will ask for a donation, because we have to pay the artists.
Yeah.
So that's... it's an art workshop using the junk stuff with Recreate. They're an organisation that has goes around schools and events, and they do these amazing art workshops with stuff that otherwise would have been thrown out. And actually schools can join up and access all of their amazing resources, so really want to publicise their existence, you know. So yeah, that we might ask for a few quid for people towards the course of that workshop to us. But other than that, no, there's no charge.
Right, and it's www.eventbrite.ie.
Yeah, is it .ie or .com?
It's I have .ie here. And
.ie, perfect, yeah.
And then /e/ waste not, want not, fair tickets.
That's right. Otherwise, if you Google LYCS, you'll find us, and through us you can find our emails and stuff like that. So either go directly through Eventbrite or to LYCS, or ring 01-823-0860.
Right, well, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's a great fair that's happening, and it's happening the 18th of October.
Tuesday, the 18th of October, from 12:30 till 4:00. So yeah, you can come for the whole afternoon, or you can, you know, dip in for something as well. You know, even just come along, browse around the stands and see what's on, take in a talk or two if you want. So come along anytime. But yeah, people will drop in on the day, and that's fine, but we prefer if people let us know they're coming, you know, just to give us a call or go through Eventbrite beforehand. And there should be some really cool workshops. I mentioned the art workshop, and maybe we might have Sunflower Recycling, which are a local community development project that use recycling. They, you know, help community organizations recycle, and they have a CE scheme. They will hopefully be doing one on how to turn your, you know, those old pallets from factories
stuff.
They will show people how to make benches out of pallets, which would be brilliant. And we might have a mini repair cafe as well, where you can bring stuff that needs like darning and repairing and bringing it along, and hopefully we'll have a few volunteers who can repair your stuff there and then. It should be really interactive and fun.
And furniture upcycling, I see there as well, which is there's an awful lot of furniture that gets thrown out and skips. The stuff you see in skips is unbelievable sometimes.
I know, perfectly good stuff, yeah. Also, just to mention, on Facebook we have, it's independent of my work in LYCS, but something I set up about a year ago is Zero Waste. It's a Zero Waste Ireland. It's a group on Facebook. But they have been brilliant in terms of helping me organise this event, because there's about 1,600 people on that now, and some of the people on the site actually they've given up having bins. They waste so little. They systematically only buy stuff in the supermarket that doesn't involve excess packaging. And if it does have packaging, it has to be recyclable, otherwise they don't buy it. So they really live this zero waste lifestyle, and a few guys from that group will be there at the event. So they've been brilliant, and anyone can join that page and get really amazing tips on how to reduce the amount of waste you're generating,
so,
and save yourself bin charges and all sorts of money.
Yeah.
So that's Zero Waste Ireland on Facebook.
Zero Waste Ireland on Facebook. That's excellent stuff, Rachel. It's been a pleasure talking to you. So that's all happening in the Ballybock Community Centre.
That's right, on Ballybock Road, 49 Ballybock Road.
And that's the 18th of October from 12:30, did you say, till 4:00?
12:30, yeah.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, Rachel.
It's been very, very interesting. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.